Rising shot by Dunlap, missed the net.
I think the Badgers went for a change there. Ooh. Got caught a little bit and was a 3-on-2 for Ohio State.
It's dangerous. Second period, the long change, you can get caught. Here's Thompson now with it. Game-winning goal, they say, last night in overtime while standing in the paint, which is illegal in NCAA hockey, but oh well. Here's Kyle Kukkonen now for the Badgers. And the puck deflected back to Jack Phelan, ahead to Finley, and he'll fire it in. Fitzgerald, first two at left corner. Met there by Johnson. Turns with his hips to protect the puck. Assistance from Kukkonen before Burnside took it away. Ahead to Thompson, back right wing Burnside, defended by Scholes. Bouncing puck high slot, it's still loose. Goes off the shin pad of Kukkonen to the far wall, and Laskowski, who's checked into the Buckeyes bench, low left. Here's Thompson, backhand shot, stop Scarfoni. Rebound attempt by Burnside, denied by Scarfoni as well. Two big saves for Scarfoni. Thompson standing in the crease, pushed into the cross by crossbar by Scholes. Slow down, Brian. Everybody calm down here. Goodness, 1-1 game. Scarfoni with two excellent saves, though.
Yeah, those are huge saves. The backhand and then looking close. There was a lot of contact there even during all that, so that would have been an interesting chance to see what would have happened if somehow the puck went in.
Loose puck at center. Now through the legs of Wise, and Scholes will send it back to neutral ice. McBrayer D-to-D-er to Wahlberg. Up ahead and off a stick. Good pivoting move by Hensler to win the puck away from two Buckeyes and heave it back through center ice.
That was a heck of a play. My gosh, he used his butt to fend off one guy, spun around, and flipped the puck up in one move.
Long headman pass to Montez, read by Scholes. He deflects and dumps it back in, but the Buckeyes get it back. Rink-wide pass, Montez and Dexheimer in a foot race. They get there together. Montez fell down. Puck is loose and now spins back behind the Badgers net. Pietola goes to get it. He chopped at it behind the cage again. Buckeyes took it, but then Kerr pinned the forward up against the end boards, and Dexheimer came out of there with it. Now Bonnerill. Three Buckeyes back. Now Bonnerill tried to walk between two of them. Puck went through, but Bonnerill couldn't get around to chase it down, and now Chris Abel's got it for OSU. Rossi, outlet to Jake Dunlap. Left-hander across the line, leaves it off for Ryan Gordon. The right-hander refeeds Dunlap. Centering pass goes off the stick of Simon Tassie to the far side. Dexheimer after it now, and he'll outlet to Scholl. Actually, it went right through his wickets, and the Buckeyes get it back. Gordon met by Kerr at the Wisconsin line. It's loose along the near side boards. Sawyer Scholl, Anthony Kerr in the vicinity. Under 10 minutes to go, second period, 1-1. Finley, a power play goal to pull the Badgers even about midway through the opening period. And now the puck back behind the Badgers net, and Ben Dexheimer goes to get it. Dexheimer with an assist last night. Again tonight, up to 18 points for Dexheimer. After a very solid sophomore season. Good bump pass by Dick. Lindmark flying in. Poked it to the corner, and now he and Smith in a battle below the goal line in the Ohio State zone. Now Wise turns his way into Dick, able to outlet it to Guzzo, who goes rink-wide to Dunlap, tries to refeed Guzzo, took it off the left-wing wall. His shot canceled out by the trailing Jack Phelan. Good work that time by Phelan as the puck sails out of play. 9:17 to go in the second. It's a 1-1 game between Wisconsin and Ohio State. Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. We'll take a 1-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Save big on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. A new Chamberlain Smart Garage Door Opener will bring convenience and security to your home. These openers are easy to control with your smartphone, allowing you to open or close your garage door from anywhere. Menards offers the largest selection of Chamberlain Garage Door Openers in stock. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
1-1, Wisconsin-Ohio State, third and final game of this Big Ten quarterfinal series. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Along with producer Adam Morrison, Paul Capobianco, I'm Brian Posick here at Nationwide Arena. Badgers and the Buckeyes tied at one. Face off to the right of Tommy Scarfone. And the puck out to the blue line, gobbled up by Carfagna on his backhand. Got a strong shot off in and out of the glove of Scarfone, but then he paddled it to the near wall. Carfagna chased the puck down right wing and shot it again. And Scarfone stopped that one too.
A dangerous play there. Buckeyes won the faceoff back. Carfagna picked it up with his head of steam and had room down the slot. Fortunately, on his backhand, made it a little bit more difficult to score, but then he was there. Like you said, he just kept his... Yeah. Went back around the corner, turned around, and the puck was back on his stick for a second shot.
Damon Carfagna started his collegiate career at New Hampshire after winning a Clark Cup in the USHL with Sioux City in 2022. 24-point season for Carfagna. 6 goals for the former Wildcat, now Buckeye. Badgers won the faceoff and lifted off the stick of Abel back into the Ohio State zone. He tried to clear it. It's free, and Fitzgerald with a chance in. Tight blocker save made by Turnus. Dexheimer goes to get it. Here's Laskowski out high. His shot, another waffler save by Turnus. Kerem's to the corner. So the Badgers have coughed it up a couple of times in dangerous areas, and the Buckeyes just did too. But Turnus up to the task. Now a centering pass by Wisconsin's Anthony Kerr off a skater two, and it comes back out to center. Kerr then with a good check to separate Thompson from the puck. Wisconsin Scholes with it. Up ahead he comes to Kukkonen. Cross the line left wing. It's Fitzgerald. Thought about passing back to Laskowski. Didn't get anything on it. Scholes walks down the wall to keep it alive in the attacking zone. Laskowski off balance a bit. Now Thompson's got it. His pass ahead to Gordon went off a stick. Icing will be waved off as it slides all the way back into the Wisconsin zone.
Simon Tassi covering the point there.
Oh, now Hensler flubbed an outlet pass. Picked up by Gordon. Off the corner boards wise. Back to Gordon. Backhand pass. Put it right back to Hensler's stick. Gordon's stick snapped in half. Now the puck out near the Badger line deflected into the Buckeyes bench. 7:53 to go, second period, a 1-1 game.
A little bit of bumbling, stumbling there. A puck out of play. Seems like a good idea after Hensler couldn't handle it and the stick broke.
The faceoff coming up inside the Wisconsin zone. Shots on goal 14-13 in favor of Ohio State. Badgers a much better job in the faceoff circles tonight, winning 16 of 26. That was an issue last night. It was a bit of an issue early on here tonight, but the Badgers have righted the ship in that regard. And so Owen Lindmark, the captain at 60% plus, takes the defensive zone draw, and the Badgers win it. Here's Pietola, 2-on-2 with Botterill. And Pietola will dump it in. Botterill can't beat Hanson Bucata to the puck. Calm breakout pass for Rossi. Almost gave it away to Lindmark. Now Rossi's got it back. Goes far side to Wahlberg. Center ice pass. Deflected off the stick of Wisconsin's Knox. Lindmark hustles after it and whips it around to the far boards. And Pietola waits and has it. And rink wide back the near side. Knox will set it far side. They go zigzagging up the ice. Lindmark kicks it free on his forehand. Oh, he had a man open. Tried to wrap it around, and Turnus got a left pad save. Oh, Pietola was right down the gut and had a chance. Lindmark elected to wrap it around, and Turnus came up with a stop.
And the rebound sailed right past Ryan Botterill's stick on the far side.
Here's Dexheimer. Stretch pass ahead. Deflected by Mellenbacher into the attacking zone. Dick on the forecheck. Mellenbacher two. Lazy pass. Intercepted Mellenbacher. Centering pass. Intended for Scholl. Ricocheted off of Buckeye and out to neutral ice. And now Kerr refeeds the offensive zone. Johnson can't clear. Mellenbacher knocks down the puck. Out there with Scholl and Dick. Scholl low left. Had it poked off his stick by Smith. Johnson the same by Mellenbacher. And now Scholes comes out of there with it to the left. Gets a backhander off and pushed it wide. Dick was down the middle of the ice. Zach had no chance but to shoot it. And now a long-range shot by Hensler goes off his stick behind the cage. The Badgers have the Buckeyes running a little bit.
That's amazing. There's been just momentum shifts. Both teams have had stretches of not being able to get the pucks out of their own end for extended times.
Mosley walking low left. Backdoor pass off the skate of a defenseman. Comes out to Scholes. Zach now right wing backhand. In front at Morrissey. He couldn't get a full blade on that pass. Out to Finley now. Hensler with it. Stick handling at the right point. Oh, what a nifty move around Dunlap. Walks down to the right dot. Puts one right through the blue paint. Caromed off the near boards, and Weston Knox goes to get it. He pitched it to the corner, hoping for himself. Buckeyes get it, can't clear. Mosley, straight away. Finley, left side, backside right, Morrissey. That pass too hot to handle. Gavin, though, controls. The Badgers possessing here in the offensive zone. Hensler's shot blocked, ricocheted to Morrissey. He's on the right wing. Morrissey stick handling and looking. Tried to feed to the back-cutting Knox. That was knocked down by the Buckeyes. Smith skates into the corner. Had no place to go and gave it away to Morrissey, who tried to hit Mosley, cutting in front of the net. Sticked aside by Turnus and out of play. Offensive zone possession. The Badgers the last couple of minutes, very good.
Very good, and the Buckeyes had the same group of five out there for 2 or 3 minutes. Badgers went through a couple of changes. Like to move the puck around a little bit more. A couple times they were trying to shoot, getting shots blocked. I guess give credit to Ohio State to getting in the position and breaking those up. But the Badgers kept recovering and getting possession. A couple of near misses. As you mentioned, the Morrissey one in front was probably the best one.
Yep. Buckeyes, one of the better shot-blocking teams in college hockey. Ohio State won the defensive zone faceoff with fresh skaters on the ice. And Fontaine will bang it in. Burnside right wing to the corner, and Thompson lifted the stick of Fitzgerald, but over to help out Fitzgerald was Anthony Kerr. Tied up the big fella. Kerr lost his stick. The Badgers come out of there with a puck, although Laskowski slowed by Thompson. Kerr then applies another check on one of the Buckeye players, Burnside, and Wisconsin had it for a moment at center, then Fitzgerald over skates. Kerr going from one side of the rink to the other, slows down Burnside and pokes the puck out to center. Anthony Kerr, goodness, what a shift.
And a lot of, again, we've seen a few shifts. There seems like nobody can handle the puck.
Like Christian Fitzgerald, who just coughed it up, got it back, almost gave it away again, and now Laskowski finds himself with it. Angles a pass up the left wing wall to Kukkonen, who will backhand it in. 4:15 to go in the second. Badgers and the Buckeyes tied at one. Winner goes to the Big Ten semifinals next Saturday. A single-game semifinal, Ohio State whistled for offside. Yeah, as you look at it, you know, I was mentioning during the first intermission that Notre Dame had a 1-0 lead after one at Mariucci. It's now 2-0 Fighting Irish, 6:10 to go in the second period. If Notre Dame wins tonight, it will play at Michigan State on Saturday, no matter what happens. And then the winner of this game would play Penn State. So if Wisconsin would win, if all stays the same with Notre Dame, Minnesota, Wisconsin would end up going to State College. If Ohio State wins, the Buckeyes would host the Nittany Lions. But again, Notre Dame with a 2-0 lead late second period at Mariucci Arena.
And Jeff Jackson obviously waiting for his career to
look
end.
Out, 2-on-1 for Ohio State. Opening up is Rossi, gets the feed, shot denied, and a collision along the side of the cage. Max Montez knocked down, swing and a miss in front. Here's Smith, low right, Montez sliding, bad save, Scarfoni, he covers. Oh, Tommy Scarfoni coming up big, denying the Buckeyes twice.
Getting a leg workout, Tommy Scarfoni on a 2-on-1, goes from right to left, makes a save. That last one, Montez couldn't get the puck up in the air. Scarfoni again goes right to left and just blocks it with the wall of his pad, covers up the rebound, and better survive that 2-on-1 and the ensuing play.
Wow. Like Elastic Man in there. He had his left arm parallel to his left leg and pad, so not a ton of room, a net that Montez could see. But Scarfoni just stretched it all the way out to the post and denied the Heartland, Wisconsin native.
He hasn't had to face quite the same shot attempts he has the first two games. So that was definitely the biggest stretch of the night and the biggest saves of the night.
Yep. Face off to Scarfoni's left. Mellenbacher to take the draw. Owen last night, 10 of 16 in the faceoff circle. Diving shot attempt by Gordon went wide as he was knocked down by Weston Knox. Funny, we had 6 penalties in the opening period, none here in the second, 3:29 to go. It's a 1-1 game. Badgers force a turnover. Snapshot by Tyson Dick. Left shoulder saved by Turnus. Oh, Tyson's had 3 grade A chances here tonight.
all on turnovers or miscues right. by Ohio State.
Wise now dumps it in. Wahlberg, the defenseman, poked it along but put it on the stick of Hensler. Mellenbacher passed behind Scholl but poked it past Gordon. And then Scholl tried to follow it up, got knocked down. Looked back at the referee for a penalty, nothing called. Centering pass by Mellenbacher, intercepted by the Buckeyes. Then Dexheimer, fresh off the bench, frees the puck for Tyson Dick. Knocked off balance. He had a man open out high but lost the puck. And now Thomas Wise, feeling the pressure of care, elected to put the puck off the wall rather than take the hit. And that gave the Badgers possession. Gavin Morrissey now, right wing pass, Finley. On his backhand, trying to cut to the net. Cut off nicely by Hanson Bucata. Flies a pass out to the blue line. Too hot to handle for Scholes, and all the way back Wisconsin's way. And Scarfoni will whip it around to the wide-open Anthony Kerr. Kerr unable to clear the zone, however, as the puck is loose near the Wisconsin line. 2:20 to go in the second. 1-1 game. Three Buckeyes, three Badgers along the near side boards. Stuck underneath the skates of Guzzo and Kerr. You can hear the referee and linesman saying, move it, move it. Still waiting for the puck to squirt free. It finally does, and out towards the blue line. Carfani wanted to shoot it in one motion, but it slid away from him, and now Finley back into the attacking zone. Bumps it off the end boards for himself and skates it to the left wing. Turns and fires it back behind the net. Nice stop catch by Morrissey. Pinned against the boards by Carfagna. Gets some support from Mosley, looking for the puck to come free, and it does. Sauce pass. Oh, right to the stick of Wisconsin's Botterill. He was open. Couldn't catch it. Now Joe Dunlap got around Wisconsin's defenseman Phelan. Lost the puck, though, and then Phelan pushed Burnside or Dunlap into the sideboards. Long-range shot by Carfagna now off a body to the far boards. Guzzo bounced it out to the blue line and sent back in by Carfagna. Wisconsin's Dexheimer with it and sidesteps the net and comes ahead. It's passed to Mosley, though, off his skate. Buckeyes try to counter, and they dump it in on Scarfoni slowly, and Tommy just moves it over to Ben Dexheimer, who's got possession. 1:05 to go in the second, 1-1 game. Turnover by Dexheimer. Phelan gets physical with Thompson, and that freed the puck. And then Thompson took down Dexheimer as he possessed, and will they get a penalty or not? Whistle stops play. What happened?
Don't know. Nobody put an arm up.
The whistle just blew, and play stopped for whatever reason. The puck was still free. I'm not sure why. It's just an accidental whistle. They're going to drop the puck to the right of Tommy Scarfoni.
I have no idea what that was.
I don't either.
Maybe a hand pass. Maybe somebody fallen, knocked it with his glove. We can't, maybe from that angle down there, the ref's closer.
We're a long ways away, folks, that's for sure. But nevertheless, it looked like Thompson tackled Dexheimer, but no penalty called. Abel will bounce it off the end boards, ricocheted on goal, actually. And Scarfoni, with his left pad down, got a piece of that. Out high, Smith's shot. That missed the net. 45 seconds to go in the period. 1-1. Fitzgerald can't reach it in the corner. Thompson protecting and looking. Big left-hander out to Abel, the defenseman. Right-hander got Botterill to move the other way. He shoots one through traffic and ricocheted and pinball between the pads of Scarfoni, who put those knees together and covered. Wow.
And he ended up facing the sideboards, kind of spun around a little bit with Thompson right in his face there, taking a whack or two at the puck underneath or inside Scarfoni. Badgers kind of just hanging on here a little bit on this last shift or two.
Yeah. Buckeyes up to 19 shots on goal compared to Wisconsin's 15. 1-1 game. Both goals scored in the first period. A turnover led to Jake Rossi's goal that gave the Buckeyes the lead, 6:04 of the first. But Wisconsin got a power play, and Finley scored at 7:03, his 20th, to make it 1-1. And that's where we've been ever since. Both teams 1-for-2 on the power play. No penalties here in this second period. Faceoff won by Ohio State. Johnson down the right goal line. Tried to walk Mosley, but Ryland, good strong stick, took the puck away. Chipped the pass ahead to Morrissey. Wanted to go rink wide to Anthony Kerr, who had the puck. Got crushed against the sideboards by Hong. The two go down in a heap, and Wisconsin has the puck. Pietl is passed to Mosley, intercepted by Ohio State. 9 seconds to go in the period. Watch out for Montez. He mishandled the puck near the Wisconsin line. Lost it. Picked up by Wise, and he rose one too high off the corner glass. Slow-moving shot just as the horn sounds, didn't get through. And that's it for period number two, Paul. Surprise, surprise. Wisconsin is in a tie ball game going to the third period.
Yeah, how about that? 1-1. Also a surprise. But, yeah, that period was interesting. There was extended times for each team, kind of hemming the other team's defense in their zone, making it really difficult to get out. We saw both teams have long stretches in their ends, but goaltenders stood tall where they needed to, and we head to the third period even.
Yep, the Badgers and the Buckeyes all tied at one apiece. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. A one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Back here in Columbus, Wisconsin and Ohio State tied at one after two periods of play. Unofficially in that second period, which was scoreless, Wisconsin credited with eight shots on goal. Turnis stopped them all, a two-period total of 14 saves. Ohio State in that second period had 14 shots on goal. Scarfoni stopped them all, a two-period total of 18. No penalties in the second period. Again, the only scoring in the first. Freshman Jake Rossi scored for Ohio State unassisted at 6:04. And then Quinn Finley, the Badgers sophomore forward, a power play goal at 7:03 from Cody Liskoski and Ben Dexheimer. 20th goal of the year for Finley. And that's where we are, 1-1 after two periods of play. Again, you know, this is game 37 for Wisconsin this season, 34 of the previous 36 games. The Badgers have been in the third period with the lead tied or down a goal. And you think of winning only 13 when you've been in every game virtually this season. So a lot of lessons have been talked about throughout the entire year. Hopefully we can learn from this. Hopefully we can learn from this on and on and on and on. So let's find out if they've ultimately learned from this position that they've been in time and time again.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was waiting for you to stop talking. I was going to say the exact same thing.
Yep. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Obviously, we were thinking the same thing, and hopefully they're thinking that too, and figure out how to solve that riddle and get this game over with here and get a win, hopefully. That was a tough period. Ohio State was really good.
Yep.
Kind of looked very systematic, especially in the first half of that period. There's not a lot going on for the Badgers, and they did get a pretty good extended period of time at one point in the offensive zone. And they've had success when they've gotten that puck in and kind of just snowballs. They force one turnover, and then it's Ohio State scrambling, and they keep forcing turnover after turnover. And we've seen the Buckeyes do that to the Badgers a couple times that period as well. But that's when they've had the most success in this game creating offense. You mentioned Tyson Dick a couple of times. He's got three chances off of turnovers and misplays by Ohio State because of the pressure. And I don't know if it's him that's going to solve the riddle or somebody, but that Badgers, like you said, it's time to turn those lessons into some results.
Yes. How about a good grade? Badgers and the Buckeyes tied at one. Second intermission back in a few minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Halogen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Halogen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Badgers down 1-0 in the first. Tie it 59 seconds later. Quinn Findlay's power play goal to snap a 10-game goal-scoring drought. And that's where we stand. 1-1 Wisconsin and Ohio State. Second intermission. I will tell you that in Mariucci Arena, second-seeded Minnesota trails seventh-seeded Notre Dame 2-0 after two periods. The Irish win. They'll move on to the semifinals at Michigan State. So that could be a major upset in the making in Minneapolis. Again, Wisconsin 1, Ohio State 1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/PoweringBeyond.
The This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Elsewhere in college hockey, Division III, congratulations to the Eau Claire Blue Golds. Beat River Falls last night in the WIAC Men's Championship game, winning the Commissioner's Cup. And Tim Coughlin's St. Norbert Green Knights beat Adrian 7-4 to win the NCHA postseason tournament, the Harris Cup. And a tip of the cap to Pete Rothering and the Rothering family. They've been running the Edgewood High School Crusaders boys hockey team for years and years and years. Pete took over for his father. The Crusaders knocked off two-time defending Division I state champion Notre Dame yesterday 5-2. Edgewood claims its first WIAA state boys hockey championship. Here are the Badgers and the Buckeyes, 1-1. The winner moves on to the Big Ten tournament semifinals. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
August was born 3 pounds, 9.8 ounces. When I first saw him, it was a whole range of emotions. There's stuff I still want to do. Being a young dad, it's not giving up. It's shifting. I look through his eyes. I can envision a whole future with him already. To throw the first football to him, give him ice cream for the first time. My life is now devoted to his life.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Along with Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick here at Nationwide Arena in Columbus. The Badgers and the Buckeyes tied at 1, third period of this Big Ten tournament quarterfinal series. The winner moves on. If Wisconsin moves wins, it'll be on to the semifinals. Otherwise, a loss and the Badgers' season would come to an end. Wisconsin's got the puck in its own zone. Whipped around by Anthony Kerr, deflected by Kukin and off the stick of a Buckeye and back into the Ohio State zone. The defenseman McBrayer lost the puck to Morrissey. Steal, backhand shot saved by Turnus. Rebound ricocheted off the body of Morrissey through Turnus and in, but the whistle had blown a couple of times before the puck crossed the goal line. And so a faceoff to come in the Ohio State zone, but Morrissey that time active and forcing a turnover deep in the OSU zone.
Wow, that puck I don't think was ever covered over by Turnus. There was some contact in the middle of that. But Morrissey, we see turnovers forcing so many plays tonight. I mentioned Tyson Dick a few times having three. That one, Morrissey makes a play behind the net. Turns it over, goes right to the front of the net.
Mike Hastings has the ear of referee Jake Rakuki as he points up to the Jumbotron here in near-empty Nationwide Arena. And I'm not sure. He's already used his timeout after an extended shift in the second period. that allowed him to change his skaters so he could ask them to take a look. But we heard the whistle blow a number of times with the puck underneath Turnus. The question you brought up, was the puck actually covered? Just because it's underneath the goaltender doesn't mean it's completely covered. It could still be loose.
And it went into the net with some velocity, not just a...
Oh, look out. Schulz just coughed up the puck. Partial break in for Jordan Dunlap. He's got a step, and Schulz hooked him from behind. Scarfone kept out the shot as it rolled through to the netminder. And then a whistle to stop play. Zach Schulz just bobbled the puck at the offensive blue line, and Dunlap, who's got some speed, took off. And Zach was relegated to trying to hook him from behind to stop him.
Man. One of those moments, Badgers almost score. Puck goes in the net. Whistle blows. Not sure if it should have been a goal or not. And they come back the other way and forced to take a penalty here early in the third.
He got up by the hands. Scarfone stood his ground. Dunlap really never got a shot off. Again, 44 seconds, the time of the hooking penalty on Zach Schulz. Wisconsin's penalty kill put to the test again. Badgers 2-for-2 tonight. 13-for-13 this season on the penalty kill against Ohio State. But the Buckeyes win the offensive zone faceoff after a few seconds. And here's Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine to the goal line. Thompson left side. Back out to Fontaine near the hash marks. Tries to get around Fitzgerald. Bumps it out to Carfagna. Stick handles and finds Montez. He fumbled the puck. Pressured a bit by Fitzgerald, but passes off to Carfagna. Back to Montez. Cross ice knocked down by Morrissey. An aerial feed to Thompson, but the Badgers still can't clear. Thompson now low left. Scarfone pokes it off his stick to the corner. Kerr knocked down as he tries to reach the biscuit. It slides free to Burnside off his stick to Montez. Power play continues for 80 seconds. Ohio State trying to snap a 1-1 tie. A blast by Fontaine, sliding save made by Scarfone. He hangs on.
Yeah, through all that, one, a great play by Morrissey to break up the cross-ice pass and kind of mess up what Ohio State had going. But Thompson going, complained to the official. His stick got broke. He skated all the way to the bench to get a new one and try to get back in the play. The whistle blew and covered up there by Scarfone.
Yep.
But Thompson complaining and to no avail.
There's Owen Lindmark to take the draw against Max Montez. Montez last night was excellent. The faceoff circle won 19 of 25 draws, but Lindmark won this when Knox's attempt to clear failed, and then he gets a second crack at it and whacked it past Carfagna and all the way down. Got Weston Knox and Jack Phelan on the Badgers penalty kill unit with Lindmark and Rylan Mosley. Again, Jack Horbach unavailable tonight because of an upper body injury. Same for defenseman Joe Palatichuk, both injured last night in Game 2. Phelan tumbles down behind the Badgers' net. Mosley gets to it but can't rim it around and out. Held in by Fontaine. 40 seconds to go on the Buckeyes' power play. Early third period, tied at one. Set up Burnside, low right, and Scarfone got his blocker on it. Rebound attempt for Thompson off the left pad. Now Carfagna with a nice job holding the zone. Fires one off the body of Scarfone. It ricochets to the near side. Mosley tries to clear, held in for a moment by Montez. No, he got his left hand on the puck. It was across into neutral ice. Whistle stops play. The Buckeyes a little frustrated as the Badgers goaltender has denied them on several bids here on this power play.
Yeah, the Badger defenseman Weston Knox went out to play or put some pressure on in the corner and opened up some ice for Ohio State in the slot. Scarfone was there for the first one, and then Badgers looked like it was going to be an easy clear, and the Ohio State did a great job to keep it back in.
Gavin Morrissey faceoff won by Ohio State. Open man in front. Guzzo, the co-captain. He shanked it to the wide side, left side of Scarfone. But they dig it out and find Rossi to the point now. It's Hanson Bucato. One-time blast. Scarfone left pad save. He looked over his shoulder thinking it may have gotten underneath him, but no. It was underneath his left pad. That was a one-timer from McBrayer that almost beat the Badgers netminder.
Yeah, that was a quick head jerk by Scarfone with Patrick Guzzo standing right next to him looking for a loose puck as well. Had it sucked up in his arm, between his arm and his body, or somewhere in there, thankfully.
23 saves tonight for Tommy Scarfone. 5 here in this third period already, and there's only 2:40 gone by. Buckeyes hold the zone, puck behind the net. Badgers about to get back to full strength. Schulz out of the penalty box. McBrayer now pass to the near a far circle, goes off the body of his teammate. Dunlap tried to cycle behind the net, but the puck was the other way, and Kerr comes out of there with it and put it on the stick of Christian Fitzgerald. One on two. Fitzgerald will dump it in. Turner steps left, and he'll flip it off the near side wall, but picked up near side by Pietola, and he tried to catch the goaltender sleeping. His shot was denied by Turner to the far wall. Pietola with some forechecking pressure, fighting through that, though. The Buckeyes, Ryan Gordon now to McBrayer. He'll scoop it into the offensive zone to our left.
Turner was definitely not back in position. Ooh. He had his legs spread. The shot was, I think, off his pad, but it probably was wide at that point.
Nice play by Mellenbacher in the defensive zone. Badgers with numbers to our right. Now it's 3-on-3. Botterill into the offensive zone with Pietola. Mellenbacher as well. Ryan trying to reach for the puck. He's pinned against the near side boards by James Hong. Botterill came out of there with it. It crawled off the toe of his stick. It's loose. Hensler poked it to the far boards and taken there by Thomas Wise. Heaves a long pass for Hong. Too far, icing called on Ohio State. A 1-1 game here in Columbus. 16:06 to go in the third period. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they invest in diverse energy solutions for today and the future.
Well, the Badgers get the job done on the penalty kill. Tough time again, early third period. An unfortunate bounce over for Schulz.
Yeah.
Now they try to reset here and try to generate something.
Karen Dexheimer out defensively. Sawyer Scholl with Tyson Dick and Simon Tassie. Badgers won the faceoff, but then Dexheimer kicked it to the stick of Thomas Wise, who skates through a couple of Badgers to the Wisconsin line before he's sandwiched, and Simon Tassie jars the puck free. Sawyer Scholl at the red line will dump it in. No icing as Scholl remains on the ice. Tough angled shot, actually trying to maybe hit Tassie in front as he cut to the net from the right wing. The two did not connect. Thompson with the puck as it's batted into the air. His teammate Burnside offside, skating to their left. So you hear the whistles and stopping play with 15:39 left here in the third period. Wisconsin 1, Ohio State 1. Badgers have been in this position so many times with 10 one-goal losses this season, 7 overtime losses this season. Badgers have gone into the second period tied 12 times this season, lost 9 of those 12. Amazing. And in the last 10 games, they've been outscored in the third period in overtime 22-4. But they're in position again. They're in position again to maybe get a signature significant win to keep their season alive. And the linesman dropped the puck, and everybody stopped. And then they started playing before they blew the whistle again and stopped play, and now they're going to drop it again outside the Wisconsin blue line.
Well, I think it was Thompson and Owen Lindmark. They were pushing each other's heads. They were headbutting each other during the puck drop. They got one back. Everyone stopped. The ref was like, go. The linesman said, that was fine. Let's go. And then when everyone gave up, he said, fine, we'll just do this over.
Let's do it all over again. Now they're trying to reset the clock. 15:39 up on the board, and we're back underway. Teal Wahlberg tries to dump it in. Lindmark getting physical with Thompson, preventing him from gaining the offensive zone, but the Buckeyes on a second effort able to dump it in. Hensler stumbles a bit but wins the puck free. He'll lob it too far. He accidentally iced the puck as the whistle blows. Another defensive zone faceoff coming up for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, Hensler there, a little bit of pressure. Okay with that icing. Guy in his face, couldn't really figure out what to do with it. Pressure on both sides. Make the safe play, get it up in the air and out of the zone at least, and it went down to the other end, but that's okay with the Wisconsin taking the defensive zone faceoff here with Owen Lindmark.
Yep. Against Patrick Guzzo now. A couple of captains going at it for maybe the last time. Puck popped into the air. It's still free for anybody to grab, and it's Owen Lindmark who does. Taps it back to Zach Scholz. D-D-D to Hensler, and he tried to backhand it back to Scholz, and Scarfoni had to keep it out of the net. He was protecting the near post. Here's Lindmark now, shoveled it across. Kyle Kukkonen, first shift in a while, has to retreat once again as the Buckeyes picking up their forechecking pressure, and Zach Scholz almost lost it. Now lifts it off the glass, but not out. Held in by Ohio State's Hanson Bukata. Cutting between a couple of Badgers. Dunlap, who got slashed down. He's rolling around. Delayed penalty coming up on Wisconsin. Off-balance shot on goal. Scarfoni stopped it. Quick whistle, even though the puck was still loose. So the Badgers get a bit of a break there. Although the penalty to Scholz, he's going to sit in the bad boy box for the second time in this period.
Again, but couldn't handle the puck along the boards. really just came in the Badger forward, I think it was. Made the play to take the puck away, but Schulz was on the other side, knocking the player over too, and the Badgers have to kill another penalty here by Zach Schulz.
Yep. Buckeyes 0 for 3 on the man advantage tonight. A 1-1 game, 14:40 to go. Boy, Joe Dunlap, that was a very nice acting job. He went twirling around. He could have gotten a nice score from the Croatian judge in gymnastics. He was doing a nice spin. Broken stick of Thompson. He's got a problem with his twigs here tonight. Buckeyes have the puck in the offensive zone, however. Carfagna with it out near the line. Stick Candle is uncertain what he's going to do now to Max Montez. Back to Carfagna. Thompson back out of the ice trying to take Scarfoni's eyes away. Snapshot off the near side post by Fontaine. He beat Scarfoni clean, but he hit the post low to the ice. Morrissey then took the puck, flings it across Phelan. His snapshot up by the chest of Turnus, grabs it and elects to drop it to keep play alive. 14 minutes to go in the third. It's a 1-1 game.
The Badger D coming up again. We saw that yesterday on a penalty kill.
Yeah.
Almost ran to his own. Or he did run into his teammate, but he got the shot off and got the puck at least to the goaltender so they could recover.
Fontaine's got it again. Game-tying goal last night for him. Coughed it up this time in the Wisconsin zone. Lindmark at the red line will shovel it in. Bouncing puck settled down by the Buckeyes. They turn and come to our left. Under a minute to go in their power play, trying to snap a 1-1 tie. Carfagna stick handling, drops back near side Montez. He'll be met at the line by Kerr. Pass right wing, too far for Burnside. He'll chase it down to the corner. Now Fontaine lost it. Comes out to the point. Carfagna, left wing Montez looking. Cross ice, open. Fontaine bounced over his stick. Fitzgerald diving, trying to break up that pass play. Right wing, Kerr over on Fontaine. Down low they go. It's Patrick Guzzo. Puck crawls off his stick. 25 seconds to go on the power play. Here's a setup in front. And white when Burnside tried to shoot his stick. Snapped in half. Here's Carfagna. Montez pass behind him. Trying to control. Kerr meets him with a body check. They roll it around far side Fontaine. 12 seconds to go on the power play. Carfagna straight away. Waiting for a new forward to come out on the ice. That's Thompson. Carfagna open, walks, sets, and fires. Blocked by Fitzgerald, held in by Montez. His shot attempt blocked down, taken by Lindmark. Pass intended for Schulz, who just came out of the box. It hit him in the heel. Otherwise, he could have had a breakaway. And actually, that pass play drew Schulz offside. And we stop play with 12:36 to go in the third. It's a 1-1 game, and the penalty kill gets the job done again.
Man, that was some gas on that pass to try to spring Zach Schulz a little bit to get past the Ohio State defender between the two of them, but would have been a pretty amazing play for Zach Schulz to handle that. Yeah, that timing looked nearly perfect. But yeah, Ohio State, talk about the ice being issues for teams or whatever it is, puck handling, their sticks have been issues. You mentioned Thompson's done that twice, and then that last one, Burnside right in the slot. Terrible time for him.
Yeah, the ice, you know, yesterday two high school state semifinal games played here, and then the Badgers and the Buckeyes. Today, the state championship game and the Badgers and Buckeyes. Pietola with a steal. Gets a shot off. Turnus with a save. No penalty as Pietola goes into the cage, knocking it off its pegs. His stick snapped in half in the process. We play on even though Ohio State's net is off its moorings. On the attack, Wise off-balance shot. He missed the net, hit the high glass. Chipped ahead by Pietola, and Wisconsin would have had a two-on-two to our right. Had the referees just blown the whole play dead in the first place. The goal is behind the goal line. Actually, the goal mouth is facing the end boards. Why not just stop the play there? What happened?
Well, they continue play, but I would love to see they changed that a few years ago where if things happen and it doesn't affect the play, you continue and let the play run out. But Wisconsin, I would imagine, would want a penalty there. Pietola going down, takes a stick from Abel on his hands a couple times. At least gets a stick to stick, which, again, wow. NHL, that's probably a penalty because of the parallel nature and getting your stick on the other stick. We saw Zach Schulz clearly hooked on a play earlier.
Yeah. How about universal rules for hockey? Wouldn't that be amazing? Could we ever reach that? Ever? Here's Johnson now. He whistles one right wing, reaching up and snagging it. Scarfoni gets the whistle and another faceoff inside the Wisconsin zone. 1-1 game. Rossi scored in the first period for Ohio State, and then 59 seconds later, Finley, a power play goal, his 20th of the season. We haven't seen a lot of Finley because the Badgers have been shorthanded here for 4 minutes of the first 8 minutes of the third period. Finley's out now with Morrissey and Mosley. And the Badgers have the puck, and it's Finley coming out of there with it. To the red line, to the Buckeyes' blue. Pass for Mosley off a skate. Back to Morrissey, who protects. He's at the blue line, throws a wild backhand pass, taken away by Hong. He tries to spring his line mate. That's Wise, but the two didn't connect. Now the Badgers pick up the loose puck in their own zone. It's Anthony Kerr. Turns to his right and skates up the middle. Left wing now Finley. Backpedaling the defenseman, Johnson. And Finley snapped off a shot again, trying to catch Turnus, not paying attention. But Logan stood up and grabbed that one off his right shoulder and gets a whistle. 1-1 game, 11:41 left here in the third.
A good speed by the Badgers up the ice on that rush. Anthony Kerr up the middle. Teammate Quinn Finley on the outside. It was a 3-on-4. Shot from along the boards, the hash marks, and why not? You saw Joe Palatichuk score from a tough angle
right
last night.
Here's Mellenbacher with Botterill and Tassi. Hensler and Scholes face off offensive zone. Tassi getting dirty in the corner. Tumbles down on top of a Buckeye. Scholes reaching for it off his stick. Tied up by Dunlap. It bounces free. Loose in the slot. Reaching for it, Botterill off his stick. Dunlap on the near side with Botterill, Tassi, and Mellenbacher. Battle ensues inside the Ohio State zone. 11:20 to go in the third in a 1-1 game. Winner goes to the Big Ten Tournament semifinals. Badgers just want to keep playing as long as possible. Poked ahead. Now Joe Dunlap stops left wing and a pass to the back trailing Hanson Buchetta. Bounced over his stick. He was open coming down the right wing. Now McBrayer on the attack. His shot canceled out by Scholes' stick off the corner wall. Tyson Dick now. Dick met with a shoulder by Jake Dunlap. And then one of the Buckeyes goes down, and we're going to get another penalty on the Wisconsin Badgers. McBrayer with a puck. They empty their net for an extra attacker. Delayed penalty on Wisconsin. Ohio State with possession. Burnside up the middle. Here's Theo Wahlberg, 6'5 defenseman from Stockholm. Stick handling, goal line left. Met by Phelan, picked up by Scholl. Whistle blows, and the Badgers shorthanded for the third time in this period. A tripping penalty called against Wisconsin's Sawyer Scholl.
Yeah, not what you want to do if you're Wisconsin, obviously. Right before that was a pretty good hit by Ohio State. Maybe an elbow up. That'd be one that if you have a timeout, you might take a look at that. Obviously, we only saw it one time. And just skate through, completely meaningless, affecting nothing, and call the tripping penalty.
9:26, fourth straight power play for Ohio State. Their fifth of the game, 0 for 4 so far. Backdoor pass broken up. Puck picked up by Burnside. He scores. Well, if you give somebody enough chances, it'll come back to bite you. And that's what happened to the Badgers as the Buckeyes convert on the power play and take a 2-1 lead.
Faceoff win by Ohio State. Get the puck D to D down the side. A block shot. Badgers do the right thing first, but Burnside is there in position to pick up the loose puck. I think he had two of the three goals last year in game three for Ohio State, and he gets this one, a go-ahead goal here with 10:27 left.
14th goal of the year for Davis Burnside, the junior from Scottsdale, Arizona. Lights the lamp at 9:33. Burnside unassisted. Two unassisted goals for the Buckeyes here tonight. So Ohio State takes the lead. The power play goal, and we'll see if there's any marbles in the pockets of the men in stripes. Badgers get the puck out to center. Now it's directed back into the Wisconsin zone. Hensler gives chase. Hong got there. Quick hustle from him to Montez left wing, defended by Fitzgerald. Slides back behind the Wisconsin net. After it, Tyson Dick can't clear off the glass. Held in, and then they throw it right to the stick of Dick, and Tyson up through the center circle. 3-on-3, fans off to his left. Morrissey joins Tyson Dick along with Adam Pietola. Jack Phelan is in deep in the offensive zone. Now the puck is taken by Morrissey, pinned against the corner wall. Kicks it free now to Tyson Dick. Out to Weston Knox. In front, redirect by Morrissey. Stopped by Turnus. Gavin Morrissey's played well here tonight. Knox with a spinning move out by the blue line to Jack Phelan. To the right corner he goes. Nice catch by Tyson Dick. He's held up, and a penalty coming up against Ohio State. The defenseman Abel, that was actually Finley low left. Dick had been out there for a while. Quinn had replaced him, and Finley got tied up. Abel holding, and so Wisconsin will get a Kunis power play and a chance to tie when we come back. It's 2-1 Ohio State here in the third. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Back here in Columbus, Wisconsin down 2-1, but a holding penalty on Chris Abel gives the Badgers a Kunis power play. 1-for-2 tonight. 2-for-4 on the weekend. Face off to the right of Turnus. Can the Badgers get one on the man advantage to tie like Ohio State got on the man advantage to take the lead? But a battle for the loose puck in the OSU zone, whacked down to the Wisconsin end, and the Badgers will take it from there. Dexheimer, Morrissey, Finley, Mosley, and Liskoski. Finley picks up the puck with speed in front of his own bench. Off to his left, trying to get around Hanson. Bucetta does. Morrissey open in the slot, but a pass goes off a skate. Liskoski now down to the right wing, and Finley looking to the points, and Ben Dexheimer. Left wing now, Morrissey. 8:45 to go in the third. 2-1 Ohio State. Finley, goal line right, Liskoski. Back to Finley outside the right circle. Pass left wing off a skate. Gathered in by Morrissey. Nice catch. Set up Mosley. He had a chance to shoot. Now Finley does. He waved on it. And then he got it back. And his shot went off a stick to the near corner. Oh. Mosley was wide open. Finley now. Right ring. Shot deflected. Loose. Kept in. High slot by Dexheimer. Playing pitch and catch with Morrissey. Power play for another minute. Morrissey, nice catch. Left wing. Tried to go back right side. Mosley tied up. Loose puck taken away by Carfagna. Skates the center ice and then calmly scoops it in, and the Buckeyes will get fresh penalty killers. Scarfoni immediately pressured by Burnside, but will sweep it around to the Badgers' Ryan Botterill. Advance to Hensler. Taps it off to Fitzgerald. 35 seconds to go on the man advantage. Badgers down one. Need to win to keep playing this season. Fitzgerald mishandled the puck, but battles to get it back. Although he lost it behind the cage, Ohio State tries to clear, held in by Hensler. He flubbed a pass down the right wing wall. A battle ensues there, and the Badgers have to pick it up at center and touch up. 15 seconds on the penalty kill. Buckeyes 77% in league play in the PK. Kukkonen walks in, got Turnus down, looked like he tried to get a backhander off, but the puck popped into the air and then snagged by Turnus. Kukkonen just walked in all by his lonesome, waiting for him to shoot the puck, and it looked like he wanted to deke and get a backhand, and it never really got to the net.
Nifty play, Logan Hensler at the blue line. Great poise. A couple of Buckeyes came to him, a little bank pass off the boards and sprung Kyle Kukkonen, and it looks like Turnus broke up the play. He was going forehand, backhand, and tried to get around the goaltender. The goaltender poke-checked it, knocked it into the corner.
You'd just rather see him shoot it. You know, he was walking in by his lonesome. Not a lot of net to shoot at on the near side post, but Kukkonen waited, and then when he made his stick-handling move, Turnus just poked his stick out and knocked the puck free, and then ricocheted right back to him, and he gloved it. 9 seconds left on the power play. Badgers down 2-1. Late third period. Finley out to the point, off the body of Schulz, taken by Montez. He's got speed, splits two Badgers, coming in, partial break, big save, rebound, Montez scores. 3-1, Ohio State.
Some mishandle at the blue line by Wisconsin. Montez, that's exactly how he scores his goals against Wisconsin. He uses his speed. Right up the middle of the ice, gets one shot off, finds the rebound, and puts it over Tommy Scarfone, and the Buckeyes get the 3-1 lead here.
Max Montez, the Heartland, Wisconsin native, his 13th goal of the season. It's the seventh time he's scored against Wisconsin in 14 games in his career. Unassisted goal at 12:43. 3-1, Ohio State. Wow.
It's opportunistic for Ohio State. They've finally taken advantage of the calls they were getting, and now here, Montez right up the middle. Makes a heck of a play and fouls up.
Scarfone behind his own net will bank it around the corner wall. Anthony Kerr now with it. He'll lob it out through center, and Abel hustles back for Ohio State, then sends it back to neutral, and Owen Lindmark in pursuit. And now Ben Dexheimer. Mike Hastings not afraid to empty the net with a lot of time left on the clock. Down two, he might be pulling Tommy Scarfone in the very near future. Lindmark makes a move to the Ohio State line and gains the offensive zone. Sweeps it to the corner in Botterill. Game's not over. Badgers need one pretty soon, though. Here's Botterill behind the net. Pietola. Stick handling right goal line. Back to the net. Turns and fires. Oh, it hit the side of the post. Near side, and Turnus located it in the paint and covered quickly.